Perfect. Cool. Okay, it's 9 o'clock. So if that's cool with everyone, I'll go ahead and start, and we'll get people, if more people are coming in. Happy Monday, everyone. This is our ASAP, Advanced Success Accountability Program. My name is Turk Akbay. I'm the founder of Subliminal Coaching. I have a new project called Total Self-Help. I work with people. My specialty or my expertise is the human development, brain and human conditioning. About 12, 14 years ago, I worked with Larry when he was becoming a speaker. And now that he's doing a lot of speaking, he's doing a lot of coaching, he asked me to kind of help his students, his inner circle students, and that's you, to kind of get you guys moving, as in help you take the action you need or help you with the development and things like that. My specialty is not deal specific, although I've done some real estate. My specialty is in human development. And we have these calls twice a month, first and third Monday of each month at 9 p.m., and that's 9 p.m. Eastern time. Last month or 2 weeks ago when we spoke, we wanted to bring some sort of, we were talking about future pacing, and on this call we're going to talk about being, doing, and having. Before we start talking, or before I start blabbering, is there anything that you guys want to bring out? Anything that need to come to my attention before we start? I usually like to kind of I prefer to be in front of people so I can actually see your reactions and things like that. So if you're rolling your eyes, I can't see it. If you give me the finger, I can't see it. If you're smiling and super happy, I can't see it. So it's feel free to ask questions. If it gets annoying or if you're somewhere noisy, I can always mute everybody out. So this one we're going to talk, or this call's purpose is to kind of help us get our being together. Give me 1 second. I'm going to turn this in and out thing. Stand by. How do I do this? R8. Okay, so that should prevent from us hearing that ping when people come in. All right, so I don't know if you read today's what I posted. Usually, I'm sure if you're here, you at least know a little bit about self-help. I'm sure you heard of Robert Kiyosaki and others that go through the circuit of speaking. So you always hear the saying, you can be, you can do, you can have whatever you want. And that saying has been around, I don't know, probably 2000 BC. So it actually predates some of the religious books that we refer to. What they're referring to is we as humans have the potential to be whoever we want to be at any given moment. And when we are that being, when we are that person, we get to do things that person does. And as a result, we have those things that those people have. In other words, sometimes when we look at people who are at, let's say, further up on the line on a financial scale, it's easy to mistake driving a Tesla with being wealthy. Because oftentimes what happens, people, I'm just using Tesla because I want to buy one. So when we see a Tesla, we go, oh yeah, that person must have money, right? So that's kind of an assumption. So if I really want to be, let's say I want to be wealthy and I see all the wealthy people are having Tesla, occasionally sometimes people think that, well, I should have the Tesla so I can look the part and then I can eventually I can be the part. There's a little fine line. If you notice this kind of gray area of fake it till you make it. This is not what I'm talking about, right? But I'm talking about being the person, really embodying the person that you want to be, that can afford a Lexus or Tesla is different than the person who can't afford a Tesla and gets one. So being is really the most important part of the things. And if you have goals, and you do, I mean, you are here, we all do. If you're trying to move up on, let's say you want to be a wealthier person, you want to be a better investor, you want to be a better husband, better wife, better girlfriend, better son, whatever that you're trying to improve, but of course we're talking about investors here, you want to remember this. You really don't know what you don't know. So this really is a stickler. It's not a riddle, but you want to remember the people who are getting the results that we want to get and that we're unable to. They're not magicians. They're not luckier. Although often in our society, it's normal to blame it on luck, other people's success, or they were born to better parents and things like that. But you want to remember, once you're an adult, once you stop driving and you're your own person, at that moment, you can no longer blame your situation on others. So the successful people versus not successful people, there's only one difference, and that is successful people act differently. They carry themselves differently. They use different language. They have different priorities. They take different actions, right? It's on neuro-linguistic programming, on NLP, there's a thing called modeling. That means that if you find somebody who's successful, if you do the same things that they're doing, you will get the same results. That is not a true statement. Because what it does not put to account is the knowledge and wisdom of the person who's gaining while they're doing those things. When you do your first deal and you make a little bit money, it's true that even if you don't make money, but doing the deal itself teaches you so much. Sometimes I go to the homes and someone outbids me, or I really suck at doing construction analysis, or I thought that I could pull this off, but I couldn't. There's a whole thousand things that you learn in that deal. I'm talking about your internal, how you become. And so it's true that you want to fake it till you make it, maybe, but you want to remember the most important thing is to make it. In other words, that you really have to be the person that you want to be able to do those things, because it comes to naturally. I had an opportunity to chat with some people who are on the wealthier side of the financial scale. And when I really think about the things that they do, I go, really? That's it? I do those things, right? But there are some things that I know. People who are on, let's say, on a higher level. And when I say higher level, I don't really mean it in a better level. I'm just saying that, you know, a better bank account, right? And we want to make sure that you're not comparing your inside with other people's outsides either. Because we don't really know what they show to us is, you know, absolutely true. But when you look at a person who is successful, and who knows more than you, or who's able to attain more, or is able to create more value, it's really important to kind of look at that person, who that person is being. So being something or being someone is not just going through the motions, right? It's actually being that person. So a few things that I noticed, or I kind of figured out, the people who are successful. So these are their key ingredients based on my observation. They all have some sort of faith, right? Whether they meditate, prayer, they do believe in an orderly universe of some sort, a power that is greater than them, right? So that's, we know. They have some sort of a faith concept. Two, they really have a moral compass other than their religious flashing a cross. You know what I mean? Larry, many years ago, had an item, if he's still using this. I really like that saying. You can buy a cross, but you can't buy salvation, something like that. It's similar to that, right? So the successful people have a moral compass. They work on doing the right thing. Not cutting the corner, appearing to do the right thing, but they actually do the right thing. When they create deals, they make sure that it's a win-win deal, right? So that means that you don't get to say it's win for the other person. Other person agrees that it's a win deal. Fourth, they are kind of family-oriented people. In other words, they do take time to be with family, or they wind down, or they kind of put things in perspective. They kind of remember what is the purpose of all this, what they're doing. So at no point that these people that I talk to feel that they are wealthy or rich or whatever, they don't say, well, I think I'm wealthy because I am driving this, or because I shop here. Right? That usually doesn't happen. They usually go, I'm just trying to do the best that I can, or I'm just wanted to solve this problem, or I wanted to do this. Like Elon Musk is one of the people that I really, envy is not the right word, but I like to emulate, right? So his objective was not to become a billionaire. And if you go back all the way to his childhood, and then look at anything that, read anything that he wrote, listen to any of the interviews, even when they interview his family, right? He just wants to go to Mars. Like when you think about it, right? As a child, he's like, I want to go to Mars. And then because he wants to go to Mars, as bizarre and as crazy as that sounds, right, even today, look what it made him do. Invented PayPal, Tesla, Solar City, SpaceX, you know, hiring millions of people are working for him. Now his company is putting power grid to the island of Puerto Rico, which the U.S. government is unable to do, right? These are all coming from this one guy who had one dream, and then he wanted to follow through. And all of these things around them are happening. So that's the difference between being and then pretending to be. So as investors, you, me, you know, investors, we are the people who see value where there isn't, where others can't. So by definition, being an investor, that you already have a really good imagination, that you already understand, you already have a good vision, that you're able to see further than to the current problem state. So those are the good qualities that you have. Even if you're not really good at them, you have those qualities, otherwise you could not be where you are today. Does that make sense? So one of the things that you want to do is, it's just like in everything else. Whatever you focus on grows. So pretend that if somebody was standing behind your shoulder right now, right, if you knew that, you know, we installed cameras behind you and trying to see your note-taking abilities, so if you knew you were watching you, taking notes, I bet you many of you who are in your kitchen right now would not be in your kitchen, but you actually would be taking notes. So you want to use this to your advantage. So you want to shine a light on the qualities that you already have. Even if it's a little bit kindling, that you must focus on those things. When you get up in the morning, you want to be able to say, you know what, I've done all these good things. Because once you leave your door, your life is going to go to crap. That usually happens, right? Because you're dealing with a lot of stuff. So before you go out, before you start tackling your day, it's really important for you to get your compass right. It's really important for you to get your language right. It's really good for you to get your faith right. It's really good for your clothing right. It's really good for you to right foot forward. So best way that I know for this is meditation, right? I mean, I don't not start my day with meditation. Trust me, if I don't meditate, everybody knows. After that, I sit down and I have a new book that I started. It's a notebook. I start writing things that I appreciate. That kind of builds a momentum for my day. I'll just write it a few just to kind of give you an example. This is free flow. I don't go, ooh, someone said that I should write these down. I sit down in front of my notebook and I said, okay, I want to build my momentum. I want to build myself as Turk. I want to be my better self before I go out there and offer people, you know, expose myself. It starts like this. I love taking communication with my friends. I love the feeling of true friendship. It's exciting to feel about things to come. It feels like a warm, loving, fluffy feeling around my heart, pushing up on my, rising on my spine. I appreciate knowing everything is working out perfectly. It's fun life. It's outstanding to know all is taking care for me. It's good to know the universe has my back. I like seeing how things are unfolding. I like how quickly I'm able to get back. It's the easiness of things is really fun and satisfying for me, right? So I write pages and pages and pages of it. I'll just sit down and I'll just write for 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes or whatever. It's just for me to kind of keep things positive in myself. Now, what this does, it creates a vortex in me that it changes my being, right? Because if I'm in the car driving and I'm hating life, I want to kill grandma in front of me with the flick, you know, blinking light. She's driving 30 miles an hour, or I feel somebody rip me off. And I can sit in the car all I want, and I can do affirmations. I like myself, and I don't want to kill grandma, or I'm rich. I can do this. I can do that. But at that moment, Titanic is kind of sinking, right? So at that moment, me trying to fiddle the water out, it's just not going to get me the result. What I want to do is I want to set myself up. When I walk out and I have spent 15, 20 minutes on, you know, concentrating on the qualities that I want, and I think of myself as a successful investor who has a good ethical work ethic, and I'm looking for a win-win opportunity so I can make money and somebody else can make money, and as a result of this, that I'm actually taking some crappy home from a market, turning it into a good home in the market. I'm able to provide a housing for a new husband and wife, right? So now my energy, how I look at things changes. And when that changes, everything else around me changes, right? Now, you can put this to test. You don't have to take my word for it. I actually like people put those things to test. I'm usually a cynical person, so I like to test the other way around. You certainly can. Just get up in a pissed off mood and just hate life and maybe turn on, you know, some crappy news channel. It doesn't matter which news channel you turn it on, it's going to be crappy. And just watch that for 20 minutes, half an hour, first thing in the morning, and then see how shitty your day is going to be, right? And then next day, just say, you know what, don't turn on the TV, don't turn on the Facebook, and don't listen to the news, and just sit down and, you know, sit outside, look at your dog and pet your cat and have your coffee and say, you know what, I'm really enjoying this coffee right now. Hey, it's really cool that, you know, so some guy in Colombia picks this coffee for me, and I'm right here. I press a button, damn, I got coffee. I mean, look at this technology, what we're able to do. I remember when TVs did not have a remote. I cannot believe in 30 years we've come this far. Wow, this is really good. And on those lines, what I was thinking is I really would like to contribute to this well-being of humanity. And then just spend 15, 20 minutes like that and then go out and see which day you're going to accomplish more. in which state you're going to do better, right? Just test them. And if the shitty day was better for you, you should do more of that. If the other one is better for you, you should do more of that. But when you tested yourself, you're actually being. And therefore, you're actually experiencing within yourself, within your life experience. Because as my teacher always tells me, words don't teach, life experience does. And we all know that, right? All of us, I'm pretty sure, burn our hand on hot stove at one point, or cut our hands with some sort of sharp object, or got some stitches, or have some scars to prove that, yeah, I paid for that lesson. So being is the most important thing that you can do, you can be for yourself. I like to work for myself, is make the qualities that I want to have in my life and concentrate on one quality per month. I got that many years ago from Stephen Covey's, used to sell those books, like File of X kind of a thing. And Ben Franklin has done that. In 12 months, he was able to change 12 different qualities he acquired. So as investors, as people, as humans, it's the most important thing that you can do is you develop yourself to be your whole self. And for that, you don't need me, you don't need Larry, you don't need Facebook groups, you don't need anyone else. All the knowledge that you're ever going to need, you already have it within you. Now, of course, as you grow more, you're going to have more problems. That's just normal. They're not problems. They're the new places, right? Long time ago, when I was first meeting Larry, you know, I was getting into real estate. I was listening to some of these tapes, and they go, oh, yeah, whether you're rich or poor, you still have problems. But when you're rich, you go to your problems in style. Or, you know, if you have a problem of paying too much taxes, you should be happy. Well, I really don't like paying too much taxes. I really don't like, you know, it's like, but I get it. And it certainly is it still is a problem, but it's a different problem. It's a different handle. So that's what you're working on, really, every day, just to be a little bit better than yesterday and then head in the direction. But you have all the knowledge that you need. I read the books that you guys are giving at the seminars. It's not the more knowledge, but it is the using of that knowledge, meaning the filter, the legs, or the brain, or the mouth, or the eyes that you're controlling that has access to that knowledge, but they're not doing it because the being part is often is ignored. And I'd like to urge you on that. And if you have any questions and if there's anything I can help you shifting your reality to bring into your ideal self, let's work on that. If you have any questions, start asking it. And please remember, some of the members who are here are on the shy side. And then you may be asking it for somebody else, or you may be just helping, giving somebody a courage, a little bit more courage for them to actually be able to ask too. So don't be shy. We're here. I'm not selling anything. Larry already paid for this call. So get as much juice as you can. Go. Is Melody on the call?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, who is this?
It's Suzanne. Did you just say no one's on the call?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
No. I was looking for someone named Melody. She was supposed to do something.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're good. Go ahead, Suzanne. What's happening? How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Turk?
Great, thanks. Have we met in person?
We met at Larry's Inner Circle in just last month.
Oh, cool. Okay. How's it going?
Going good.
Perfect. How can I help you? Or do you have something you want to share?
Oh, I just moved back to North Carolina, so I'm building my team here, kind of reintroducing myself to what's going on in North Carolina. I just moved from Texas and rented a little office downtown so I can really focus on my business. So just been diving in and making offers and getting lots of offers rejected, which is fine because that means I'm not offering too much, right?
Yeah. Which downtown did you get an office?
Say it again?
Which downtown?
Hickory, North Carolina.
Yeah, you're in Hickory. Got it. Uh-huh. Yeah, so what's happening? What's the stick though? Let's fix something. Let's give you some solution. Are you stuck somewhere?
Well, I ordered a whole lot of bandit signs and putting them out, and I think what I need to do really is just focus on, you know, the activities that are going to bring the results. So, you know, I've just kind of been getting my office set up, and, you know, you get a little distracted with doing those things.
Yeah. So,
I think what you just said about waking up every morning and kind of, you know, writing the things that you're thankful for and, you know, just putting forth that effort, you know, 125% is an excellent suggestion.
Well, I didn't suggest that at all. Not the 125% because that's not possible.
Okay, 100.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't meant that in a mathematical sense, but you know what I mean? So the job has to serve a purpose.
Yeah.
So the office is really nice. Bandit signs is really good. Deals are really awesome. Testicular cancer. Oh, now the money is like, oh, I can't use it. Right?
Yeah.
So the purpose of those affirmations, not affirmations, but flow in the morning is not, you know, not like, oh, yeah, if I do these, I'm grateful and, you know, some big guy in the sky is going to appreciate my appreciation. It's actually changing my internal dialogue. It's changing how I carry myself. And things like that. So that's the only purpose for it. And you're right. You still have to do those things. You still have to put the bandit signs. You still have to analyze those deals to see if that's the best of your effort, right? And those require certain mindset. So you wanna, like, what you're saying to me is really good. I think it's helpful for everyone too. It's really important for you to kind of think in terms of what's my return on my investment.
Correct.
And think in terms of your energy,
yeah,
as well as your hours.
Right. And I think especially this time of year, right around the holidays, people get so distracted by, you know.
Those people?
I'm sorry?
When you say people, who are you referring to?
Just people in general, I guess, you know, instead of conducting business, people get focused on the holidays, and that's great. I mean, obviously, family time, you know, all that is important, but I'm trying to just, you know, really focus on getting the job done because I am new, and I feel like I have to maybe...
Suzanne, you don't sound like you're having fun.
I'm having lots of fun. I have lots
good.
Of fun. And I wake up every morning and thank God for all that I have. So I'm a very positive person. I do feel pressure because I feel like I have to kind of take care of my family. And
do you? Do you?
We had enough of this.
ask the question again, Turk? I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Sure. Do you have to take care of your family?
I do, yes. I got an aging mom living with me, so.
Yeah, there you go. So you see, now you're getting into it. So now how much money do you need for her?
For her?
Wouldn't it be, yeah, it would be nice to have a caregiver. Unless you're a nurse.
I mean, overall, she's pretty healthy right now, but, you know, you never know.
Even better. Yeah. So now what you want to think in terms of is like, well, what kind of a daughter is the one that does, is able to provide these things?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the wives last week, right?
Right.
So, in other words, it's to put it this way and see if this resonates. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I get up in the morning, and I got a ton of responsibilities I got to take care of. I'm not suggesting this is what you're saying. I'm going to give you two scenarios,
okay.
All right, in hope of upliftment. One, get up in the morning. Hey, you know, it's like, crap, I got a ton of stuff I got to do. I got to do... put some bandit signs. I got to make 200 calls, they told me. And so I can actually make one deal out of that. And then once I get that deal, hopefully I'll get some money so I can pay for, you know, these bills. And, you know, I got to take care of this and that. And plus I got to do six other things. Overwhelmed, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one scenario. And the other one is what you kind of tapped into. I get up, I go, okay, I want to, what kind of a person has all these things kind of outsourced? Not necessarily outsourced, but I'd like to have a personal assistant who handles all my stuff. So I want to come up with a dream and then have my assistant handle that. I want to create different business streams. It would be really good to have some rental properties. Some commercial properties would be really nice too. Yeah. So actually, I think I'm going to, I would be really nice to do a $10 million deal. It seems a little bit big for me right now, but I bet you I can get there. If I can't get there, you know, right away, maybe in 12 months, I bet you I could do that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So that's two different scenarios. We're talking about the same thing. It's the same person.
Yeah.
Right? But
yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. It attracts or it activates your brain in a different way. I'm a brain guy because it's the most sophisticated computer is between your left and between your right ear. No human in the world, it doesn't matter, including Einstein, could not figure out how the brain works.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to use it to your advantage. And it will do whatever you want it to think about. If you want it to think crappy stuff, it'll think crappy stuff. If you want it to think, you know, productive stuff, it'll start thinking productive stuff. And it's just an organ. That was good. I like where you're going with this.
Well, I appreciate it, and I think maybe part of my issue is I've always been like an A-plus student, you know. So it's like I think part of it is just like fear of not doing an A-plus job sometimes.
Well, you're never going to do A-plus job, so
I should be easier on myself, but. I do tell myself positive thoughts all the time, and I do want to outsource. As a matter of fact, I hired a VA while I was in the Inner Circle training, and then I found that it was like, I was so new, it was kind of like just giving the person activities to do was kind of overwhelming for me.
Oh, man, I did that a few times. I mean, you know, it's like, it's so easy to, and that's what we're talking about, BDHAV, right?
Yeah.
So I got a family trust. I did like, I probably had like 9 or 10 corporations, mm-hmm. right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I got to put the real estate in an LLC and I got to do this. It's just making it so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you just kind of give up on all those things, and I'll always go with your training, but take it easy. Keep it simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I do, and I thank you so much. I really am enjoying your call.
Thank you. I'm enjoying my call, too. I really appreciate your appreciation.
Absolutely.
All right, who else? What else we got? This was good, Suzanne. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Is that it? All right. Next month, you guys have anything that you want to talk about? I was just telling somebody today. Is these calls I do give. Sorry, phone is acting up. I do, from time to time, I do these calls with other people. Larry's people are the quietest one. And that's you guys. It's usually when I go, do you have any questions? It's like, whoa! So that's either good or really bad. I'm not sure which one. It's either you're overwhelmed or super bored. But if you have questions, now would be the time to ask.
Well, Turk, this is Doreen. A while ago, you were talking about being the person you want to be, and you had you listed 4 things that successful people are different, and I missed one of them. I have they have faith of some sort. 2, they have a moral compass. 3, I missed. And then 4, I got family-oriented.
They go for win-win.
Win-win?
Yes.
And so I do want to tell you, that I really do appreciate your calls.
Oh,
I usually pick up, every time I'm on, I pick up something that even though I don't necessarily ask the question, but I pick up something that is relevant or pertinent for me and my situation. So I do want you to know that I do appreciate your calls, and I thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. So on the, would you like me to clarify these the points, or did you get them?
No, I got them. I just realized I missed one there, so
perfect.
I wanted,
yeah.
wanted to be sure to fill that in.
Yeah, win-win is the key. It's the nature's way.
It's not nature's way?
It's the nature's way.
Oh, okay.
Everything in nature is always win-win.
Yes, I agree.
And win-win is not compromise. So that's really
right.
important as well, right?
Right.
So win-win is more synergy. I win and you win. It's not I give some and you give some.
Well, and when you do a deal or when you're doing something, you're always looking how it can be a win-win. How can this help them as well as me? Not how can I take advantage of them? But you want to be sure that they come out ahead as well as you.
Yes. Well, you want to remember, it's their responsibility to do that.
Okay. Say that. Explain that.
Yeah. So when I'm creating a win-win, this doesn't matter, but so let's say in a deal, right? I want to create a win-win deal.
Right.
But I won't negotiate for the other side. So let's say that you and I are dealing. Let's just say, right? I go, hey, win for me is this. And I want to know what's your win.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Right.
So then the other person says, well, you know, I'm going to need this, I need this, and I need that. And you kind of look at it, and you say, okay, now can I, you know, if I give those things, is it still a win for me?
Okay.
And the other person says, you know, if it's a win for you, you got it, right? But maybe it's not a win for you. So it's sometimes people think that when I suggest win-win, that you don't have to negotiate the other side. That's their responsibility. You have to give them an opportunity, right? But win-win is creating a spot where I feel I get, you know, it's I won, and you feel like you won.
Okay, so you're saying that both sides feel like they won in the deal.
Yes, that's the only way for a deal to last. I mean, if you want to deal after deal after, anyone can make a deal, right? You can, you know. But we're talking about sustainability. We're talking about, you know, not a deal. We're talking about deal after deal after deal after deal after deal until you don't want to do deals anymore. And this is applicable for all parts of it. When you're looking for a plumber, it should be a win-win, right? When you're looking for a life partner, it should be a win-win. So I go, hey, this is win for me. These are the things that I want. If I have these things, I consider this a win. And the other person says, nope, that's not going to be a win for me. Okay, then we can pretend that it's going to work, but you know it's not. So in the real estate deal, it's the same way too. It is true occasionally, especially when you are at the lowest price point, some of the people that we deal with would be susceptible to taking advantage of because they're just, you know, they're grasping for air. But the universe will not allow you to take advantage of that in a sustaining way. You'll be able to get away with occasionally once or twice, but in the long term, it's not going to pay out.
Right.
But that's why you want to go for a win-win, because it's a lifestyle.
Right, okay. Good.
All right. Anyone else? All right. I'm firing up the December calendar. So on December's call is going to be the 4th of December. You guys have any subject that you'd like to clarify or work? Any suggestions? Cool. So December usually is my month. It's actually November. Actually, this year, Thanksgiving is on my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday.
I'll be alert. Thank you. So what I usually do is I look at the world in two ways. One is on my birthday because it's pretty set day for me. So I go, ooh, how did I do on my 46th lifetime or 46th lap around the sun, right? Because it has a nice little a thing to it for me. It's like having your tax cut out in the middle of a year. And then, of course, in December is how I look at how I did for the year, you know. So if you want, and also plan the 2018. So since we have two meetings in December, one on the 4th, one on the 18th, if you want, we can go ahead and do some goal setting for 2018 or we can go back to analyze 2017. Do you have a preference in one, which range?
I want to move forward. I think that's good to plan for 2018.
Moving forward 28 is what I heard you say. Is that correct?
That's right.
I like how you roll, man. I like how you roll. Looking forward, always. Very good.
Agreed.
Perfect. We have a second, and then what we're doing it then is December 4th is going to be our goal-setting call. And then if you guys join to that one and we're having a lot of fun, we can continue on the 18th. And then this way we can just close it up. And I'll do some actual goal setting with you guys. And then we can write them down and make them happen. Now, I've got to warn you, I don't go for, let's do 12 goals, let's back it up to 12 months, and let's make it down to 7 days, and then let's turn that into 8 hours. That's just super boring to me. I go more kind of John Wayne style. You know, I like fast results. I want a lot of money. I want big buildings. Cool. Well, this was a lot of fun for me. I hope it was a lot of fun for you. My name is Turk Akbay again. I have multiple companies, but you can find me online probably from hashtag Total Self Help. Or I have a new product called Subliminal Coaching. I help people change their internal dialogue. Those are the things that I'm playing with right now. I have a dog training business, very close to selling it. And then after that, I think I'm going to go back to speaking. And so probably start doing some seminars and things like that. If you have any questions, you can find me.
What was hashtag what? I didn't catch it.
So easiest way to hashtag Turkism, T-U-R. K-I-S-M, that's my name, and ISM.
Okay.
And then I just started using another hashtag called Total Self-Help. So both of those you can find me. And then, you know, once you Google those, you have access to, and you can shoot me some emails and if you have any questions. And, you know, I'm on Twitter and all kind of places.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Remember, Thanksgiving is a Thursday. If you don't put on 5-6 pounds, they're going to send you to Iraq. You know, it's un-American to not put on a lot of weight. And then, you know, spend. I hope that you'll be with your loved ones and won't kill each other. I'll chat with you on December 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern. I thank you for your you being here. If it wasn't for you, this wouldn't happen. We really appreciate you, and please share your success with Larry and his team. Have a good evening if you don't have anything else for me. Have a good Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.